For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, or you're still newer to our family, I want to encourage you to try 5. That's our challenge, where for 5 days in a row, your kids listen to some awesome stories to use their imagination and watch their creativity come to life. You see, we make stories every single day for you, and you just never know what kind of story you're going to find on any given day. So hang with me for 5 days, whether maybe driving in the car or maybe during lunchtime, and I think you're going to find something pretty amazing happens. Well, friends, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! It was in the middle part of the day at school as Kaya was working on some math problems in class. It was a very normal day, a pretty good day with her friends, but it was test day for math. Oof. Math can be pretty tricky in adding and subtracting and, oh man, there's so many different parts to math, but it can be pretty fun, and Kaya is really good at it. So as she was zooming her way through the questions, she had no idea how her day, that she thought was a very normal day, would take a very big change. As Kaya was almost finished up with her math test, all of a sudden, the door to their classroom opened up and the principal walked in.
Oh, someone must be in big trouble, Kaya thought to herself.
And then the teacher walked over to the principal, and they whispered to each other. And the teacher then turned around and looked right at Kaya.
She gulped and did not like that feeling. Oh dear, what in the world happened? I didn't do anything.
A million thoughts raced through Kaya's mind when all of a sudden she heard her name called.
Kaya, we need to see you at the principal's office.
Her entire class turned and looked at her.
Oh, I do not like that feeling. What about you? That's a really big feeling. And like, the whole class turns around and looks at you. You're not even sure what in the world is going on.
As she walked with her principal to the principal's office, her mind continued to race and just imagine the most terrible, horrible things. And all of a sudden, they reached the office and Kaya looked up and said,
Mom? What are you doing here, Mom? Is everything okay?
Well, not exactly, but I am here to take you home with me, said her mom. Thank you, Miss Robinson. Have a good day, said her mom as she waved at the principal and the two of them walked out of school.
Mom, what's going on? You're freaking me out, said Kaya.
Shh. It's gonna be okay, but I just got an alert from the spy team.
The spy? Shh.
Her mom reminded Kaya that it wasn't safe to talk about the spy team while at school because there could be purple ninjas nearby. All right, let's just go get in the car and I'll tell you more what's going on. Okay, Mom! Kaya was getting really excited because she always loved missions, and to do a mission with her mom would be the best day ever! As they got into the car, Kaya buckled her seatbelt and asked, Okay, Mom, tell me everything. What's going on?
Well, you see, Kaya, when I was at home, I heard the beeper go off. And since you weren't at home, I answered it because I thought it might be an emergency, and I was right, said her mom.
Here, Kaya, listen to the message. She handed the walkie-talkie back to Kaya, and she pressed play, and it said,
Kaya, this is HQ. We have an emergency. We've just discovered that the Purple Ninjas are planning to dump an entire supply of bubblegum onto the floor, which doesn't sound very scary at first. But in fact, it is the stickiest of bubblegums. We will send you the location of their supply of sticky bubblegum. You must stop them, or else we will all be stuck forever.
Holy smokes, Mom, is that where we're going right now?
Yes, thankfully those coordinates are pretty close. I think that's why they sent us the mission.
But how in the world are we going to stop them from dumping all that sticky bubblegum onto the floor?
Said Kaya. Not quite sure yet, honey, but we'll figure it out together, said Kaya's mom.
You see, Kaya's mom was on the spy team, on the spyology squad when she was a kid. Once you're on the spy team, you're kind of always on the spy team. And so, even though she's a grown-up now, she can definitely be a big part of helping Kaya solve this crazy problem. Because if the whole ground becomes sticky bubblegum, it's kind of almost like the floor is lava. But instead of being burned alive by burning hot lava, it will be stuck forever by the stickiest of bubblegum. Hey, Kaya, why don't you call Spyology Squad and see if they can send us some of that bubbleberry soap on the drone? Maybe that can help break up the sticky formula of that bubblegum. That's a perfect idea, Mom. Shh! Spyology Squad, are you there? This is Kaya and my mom. Over. Shh! Hey, Kaya, it's great to hear from you. Oh, and hey, Mrs. J, it's been a long time. Yeah, well, we don't have a lot of time to catch up. We're on our way to stop the purple ninjas from dumping all this sticky bubblegum on the ground, and we were hoping you could send us some bubbleberry soap. Shh. Wow, it's you two they assigned that mission to? Holy smokes. Yeah, we're working on it right now, said Ava. Jaden should be able to send it to you just any second now with the drone. It'll take a couple minutes to get there, and then you should be able to dump it on wherever that bubblegum is. And that should take care of it. Over. Shh. Thanks, Ava. You're the best. Over and out. Shh.
As the car came to a stop and her mom turned it off, they quickly jumped out of the car and hid behind some bushes to take a look around to see if anyone spotted them.
All right, Kaya, come over here, said her mom.
Ouch! Oh, I didn't realize these were thorny bushes, said Kaya.
Wait, I think I hear them,
whispered
hey guys,
her mom.
So I'm thinking that if we start maybe a downtown, we can dump it on the streets and all the cars will get stuck and so they won't be able to stop us. What do you think?
I think that's a pretty good idea, but how are we going to get it there in the first place?
Oh, easy. We can just fill up our big trucks with all of the sticky bubblegum, and once we dump it on the ground, it'll spread out and cover the whole city in no time. Come on.
Kaya and her mom watched as the purple ninjas drove these two big pickup trucks and backed them up underneath this giant container. That container must be holding all that sticky bubblegum inside, said Kaya. I'm thinking the same thing. I hope that drone gets here soon with that bubbleberry soap, said her mom. It was just then that they looked up and heard the sound.
There it is,
said Kaya as she reached for the drone and grabbed the two containers of bubbleberry soap.
Hey, did you guys hear something up in that sky? It sounded kind of like somebody was either snoring or a drone.
No, I think it was a bumblebee.
A bumblebee? That would have been a pretty loud bumblebee. Oh, whatever. All right, come on, guys. Let's load up all that sticky gum in the back of this truck. Come on.
Here, Mom. You take this one, and I'll grab this jar of the bubbleberry soap. And what do you think we should do?
Asked Kaya.
I don't know. We need to pour this soap somewhere where it'll touch all the bubblegum. I'm not sure if we're going to make it into that container in time, but maybe in the back of that pickup truck, said her mom.
As Kaya and her mom rushed over to the pickup trucks to dump all that bubbleberry soap in the back, hoping that it would destroy all that sticky bubblegum, the purple ninjas were on top of the container, about to open it to pour all that sticky bubblegum into their truck bed.
Wow, look at all that sticky purple gum. The boss is gonna love this. He's finally gonna be so happy with us.
All right, well, let's pour it into our trucks and get to work.
As they poured it into the pickup truck, Kaya and her mom had already dumped in the bubbleberry soap. And as soon as that purple gum touched the soap, it instantly turned into water.
Wait a second. Why is all of our gum turning clear as soon as it hits the truck bed? Something's happening! Oh no! It's not sticking anymore!
It was then that the purple ninjas realized that their completely super sticky bubblegum had turned to water.
How did this happen? What did you do?
I don't know. Maybe it was that bumblebee we heard earlier.
It wasn't a bumblebee. It must have been Spyology Squad. Oh, dear. The boss is not going to be happy with us.
As Kaya and her mom raced out of there just in time before being spotted, they jumped into their car and zoomed off.
Mom, that was amazing! You're so good at being a spy! Shouted Kaya.
Oh, I couldn't have done it without you, Kaya! Said her mom.
Wow, we make a pretty good team. We should probably do this more often, said Kaya.
Wow, great job, Kaya and Kaya's mom. You two saved the world from super sticky gum all over the floor. That would have been a huge mess that we would have been stuck in forever.
Even though this is the end of the story, I think it's just the beginning of Kaya and her mom working a lot more closely on some of these adventures that lie ahead. The end.
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but with all that anxious energy, they just won't go to sleep. This was my kids every night. But I did find that stories calmed their mind and gave them something to focus on. So 6 years ago, I created the kids' podcast, Bedtime History, to help solve that problem. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. We have episodes about Jackie Robinson, Neil Armstrong, Maya Angelou, and Sacagawea. Episodes also include topics like space exploration, engineering, the rise and fall of civilizations, and major events like the Civil Rights Movement and the Transcontinental Railroad. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. This week, join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Henry, who's turning 4 years old. Henry loves monster trucks, demolition derbies, and wrestling his brother. Whoa, that's pretty awesome, Henry. I'm so glad that we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy fourth birthday, Henry.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Leah from Manitoba, William from Massachusetts, Moss from New York, Arthur and Fiona from Vancouver, BC, Dylan and Jesse from Richmond, Virginia, Peyton, Carter, and Trevor from Houston, Texas, Leon from New York, Olivia and Eleanor from Singapore, and Osro from Richmond, Virginia. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family. And on the spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. I'll see you next time. Bye.